We've got a very special in-studio guest tonight. I am thrilled to have sitting in with me Mr. Ken Moore. Ken, are you there?
I am here, and it's a thrill to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to say that Ken fronts the Ken Moore Band, and they're going to be playing Thursday, April 5th, at Bridge Street as well. And really look forward to that. Ken is a very established singer-songwriter. He's got 6 albums, I believe, to your credit.
Yeah, that's correct.
And we were talking earlier and discovered that we both grew up about 5 minutes away from each other on Long Island, which always good to speak to a fellow New Yorker, especially one who grew up so close to myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could name restaurants back and forth, but how old were you when you moved away from Rockville Center?
When I moved away from Rockville Center, I was 21 years old, probably, but I didn't move far. I moved to Oceanside, which is, you know, that's like jumping from one little lily pad to the other.
Right.
And then out to Massapequa Park, so I was getting further and further east.
Okay.
And then I found the North Shore after I met my wife on the Long Island Railroad.
Uh-huh.
We found the North Shore, which was as close as you could possibly get to the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California, which is where we wanted to go.
Okay.
And we ended up in the foothills of the Berkshires.
Nice, nice. I came here from Long Island and just took a short detour in California, which was nice for a while.
I would bet.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about the show you're going to be doing Thursday night.
It's going to be great. We're releasing this new CD, Worth Imagining, and we plan on playing at least 6, maybe 7 tracks from that. We're going to do a 90-minute set. You know, the club had given us the option as to, you know, break it up and do 2 sets and, you know, or 1 set. And we realized it's a Thursday night, and towns give us those options also, saying you want to play 2 sets or, you know, a 90-minute set. And to me, once I get into the driver's seat and start the car, I really like to keep
it going.
Yeah, yeah. Stop and then start again is, you know, not sometimes can work really well, and other times, Thursday night, I want to, you know, treat people to just, you know, you sit down and it's a dinner theater, as you know.
Right.
And you do your thing. And once you strap in with us, you go for a little ride, and then everybody gets there, you know.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for maintaining momentum and taking that break and kind of change that for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I went onto your website, and I recognized Pat Ryan right there in the photo with the band. And Pat, for those of you who don't know, is the booker over at Bridge Street. And he's just done the most incredible job these last 2 seasons. And I talked a bit with Ken beforehand, and you told me that Pat actually plays bass. I wasn't even aware of that.
Pat not only plays bass, but he's a Berklee graduate majored
right
in bass guitar.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So when I played Infinity Hall a while back.
Right. In Norfolk.
He was booking there, or not booking there. He was doing something there, PR, I think.
Oh, okay.
And he came up to me after the show and introduced himself. And at the time I had a bass player, but he introduced himself and he said, if you ever need a bass player, you know. So I kept his card and we kept in touch and he played with us a bunch of times. We love him. We love the way he plays, but we also love
how nice a guy he is.
Yeah, his vibe, you know. Yeah. It's so he fit right in. Our bass player Dan Hocott moved to Chicago, and Pat has seamlessly come in, and you know he's doing some background harmonies with us, and just plays a wonderful bass. And he will be playing with us on Thursday night at Bridge Street.
Now, does he make the trip with you guys when you go down to New York City? You mentioned you're going to be playing the Bitter End.
Sure, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole band will be there. That's on the 27th of April. And we're looking forward to
that's
that.
That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great place. Have you been?
I haven't. But, you know, being from New York, I've been to the Bottom Line and the Supper Club and a lot of the classic places.
Sure.
But I never did get to the Bitter End.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of folks who got their start there. You know, being from Long Island, do you remember a band, Barnaby By?
No, I don't. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay. Because they got signed after performing at the Bitter End, 2-year record contract to Atlantic. Ahmed Erdogan.
Sure. He's Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Right. He signed them back in the 70s. We're fortunate enough, Ken brought his guitar in tonight, and I was hoping we could impose upon you to give us a sampling of what might be in store for the folks at Bridge Street on Thursday night?
Absolutely. Love to. As I reach for it. Of course, this is just a small sampling because there'll be four of us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it'll sound something like... Just got to find my capo here.
Take your time. Take your time. You're attuned to WHUS Stores. My name is Steve Herzog. The program is Words and Music. We're fortunate tonight to have Ken Moore of the Ken Moore Band, and they'll be performing just Thursday night, this Thursday, at Bridge Street in Collinsville, Connecticut.
Shaking up the street. I wish I had a pillow now and one more for my feet. I can't see the sky, it's black as someone stole the stars. Tried walking on the beaches, left my prints in tar. And it's raining down upon us now like never before. You put one back behind you, turn around, and there's one more. And I'm too wise to say why made them to that rodeo. And it wouldn't hurt a single bit to let these bad days go. Don't feed the beast, in fact, don't look back, it ain't there. But late night mice run in my mind, it's now beyond repair. Count the good, it far outweighs at times, that's not enough. I aim for the fairway, girl, but end up in the rough. And it's raining down upon us now like never before. You put one back behind you, turn around, and there's one more. And I'm too wise to say why they've been to that rodeo. And it wouldn't hurt a single bit to let these bad days go. My bud's a bust, they caught him on the run inside his home. My girl's a visionary, but then visionaries roam. My car's got fuel and new rims, but someone took the wheel. I may beg and borrow, but my sister likes to steal. And it's raining down upon us now like never before. You put one back behind you, turn around, and there's one more. And I'm too wise to say why me to that rodeo. And it wouldn't hurt a single bit to let these bad days go. I tried to cut the phone lines, babe, still there was email. My hatchet kissed the cable and my boot heel met the snail. The water's rising steady, we no longer see our turf. It's sink or swim or breathe or die or drown here in the surf. And it's raining down upon us now like never before. You put one back behind you, turn around, and there's one more. And I'm too wise to say why they've been to that rodeo. And it wouldn't hurt a single bit to let these bad days go.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is a song called Bad Days, and that's the first track off of their CD Worth Imagining, Ken Moore. And you have an opportunity to hear the Ken Moore Band in its entirety, which is going to be Thursday night. And let's see, that's going to be Bob Gaspar, Dan Hocott.
No, he's the he's moved on to the Midwest. That's the bass player.
Pat is going to be replacing.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Tom Hagamassi?
Hagamassi, yeah.
Okay, he'll be there. Wow, that'll be. I had that first track queued up to play, but I can't beat that totally spontaneous acoustic performance. That was great, really, really great. Let me ask you. I was online, and actually, my associate producer, my better half, my wife Susan, was doing some research for me this afternoon, and we discovered some of your musical influences, and among them, Cat Stevens for sure.
Yeah.
And what I found fascinating was you are very present on the internet, not diagramming or critiquing, but just sort of talking about some of your favorite songs. And
yeah.
One song that we share, which you mentioned is often overlooked, is a Neil Young song called Mr. Disappointment.
No way.
Yeah.
Honest to God, you know, you're right on. That is, wow, there it is.
I want to thank the Mary Cheney Library, which is where I first discovered this record, Are You Passionate by Neil Young.
Oh, yeah.
And that song, Mr. Disappointment, from the very first time you hear it, you know you're going to be fond of it forever.
It's there. It's in the opening guitar lick.
Yeah.
And once he gets you with that and the way he plays it, I'll put it right next to anything the man has ever done. Call me crazy, but I really do feel that way.
Okay. I'm just going to, shall I pop it in?
I would love you to pop that
in. Okay, absolutely.
Someday I intend on, I don't do many covers, but someday maybe this would be a pretty cool one to take on.
Oh, this would be a very cool cover to take on. I've got a lot of Neil Young tribute CDs at home, but no one has ever tried to cover Mr. Disappointment. I guess it's not something that... hang on one sec.
Track 3, I believe, right?
2.
It's 2, okay.
Hey, what's one track between friends? Okay. This is Neil Young from his record, Are You Passionate? Mr. Disappointment. And our in-studio guest this evening is Ken Moore from the Ken Moore Band. We'll be right back.
Get you back. I don't know how to do that.
you loving me the way you used to. I'm taking the blame myself for living my life in a shell, and now I'm breaking out. But will you still be there? Let's say that love is blind. Let's say that time is kind. Let's say that it's not over. Looks like you win again. Looks like you win again. But this time might be the
is the unmistakable Neil Young from, sorry about that, Neil, stepping on your drums. That is from his record, Are You Passionate, Mr. Disappointment. And that is a song that Ken and I both really appreciate. It's a underappreciated song. Our in-studio guest tonight is Ken Moore of the Ken Moore Band. And we were just talking about what we should touch on next. And I wanted to ask you about the dog video. What's up with that?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. I had written a song for this new CD. This new CD really occurred. A lot of major changes in my life had happened one after the other in succession, none of them my choice. It was one of those periods of time. And one of them was the loss of my golden retriever, which sounds trite.
Not at all.
If you're not a dog person.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, I lost people at the same time and stuff, and there was something about losing him that was different than anything else. He was almost 15 years old.
Wow.
And it took me a good 6 months to be able to really start to say, okay, maybe this will be all right. And around that 6 month period, I had written the song, and just to simply for myself, never intending it to be on an album or anything else. And, it ended up becoming, I played it for a couple of people and people really liked it, some close friends and stuff and family. And before we knew it, we were recording it in the studio. And then we just put it out to our fans and said, listen, we're doing a video for the song. If you have, it's about, you know, the passing of the dog, of my dog. But if you have any pictures of a living dog or a dog long gone, please send us the photographs for the video.
Right.
And we put together a video with over 60 something pictures of different dogs that people sent in.
Oh, cool.
And turned, you know, this really negative experience into a wonderful experience. And that was the name of the song, is My Friend. So go to YouTube and check out Ken Moore.
Okay.
My Friend. That's all you have to put in. K-E-N-N-M-O-R-R. my friend, check out the video and you'll see some cool footage and maybe you'll relate, you know.
And if they want to know more about yourself and the band, they can go to your website, which is kenmore.com.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so easy to remember.
You just got to remember the two N's, KENNMORR, two N's, two R's,
right.
.com. And you're off to the races, and you could sign up there and sign our mailing list, and you get a free MP3 track. I'm not sure what's up at the current time, but I'm sure it's very good. And just by signing the mailing list, you get yourself a free MP3, and you become part of the family, and you get to hear from us, you know, about once, twice a month or so.
Nice, nice, very nice. I'm going to briefly mention where you're going to be playing again. On Thursday, April 5th, you're at Bridge Street Live, and that is going to be your Worth Imagining CD release concert, 8 p.m., 41 Bridge Street in Collinsville. Friday, April 27th, The Bitter End. What a classic venue in New York City to be playing at. And that will be a CD release concert as well, 7 p.m. sharp. Let's see, going forward, May 5th, you are at Jitters in Stonington, which you mentioned is the first club you played after you relocated from Long Island. June 1st, you can be seen at Preston Bluegrass Festival. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. July 10th, you are going to be live at Woodbridge Lake, limited to residents of Woodbridge Lake, Connecticut. And you've got a couple of dates going forward. Wow, yeah. That's great. You're going to be busy this summer.
Yeah, we'll be busy and with more dates supposedly coming, so that's good.
And as I click onto your bio, I see that you studied communications, and that was another thing that you and I had in common. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Mass Comm, and I tell people it's the most worthless degree. I mean, I've had some very, very cool jobs and a couple of great careers, but it had very little to do with my Mass Comm education. What about yourself?
Well, it was the same thing. You know, it was a means to an end. I got out of college. I knew I always wanted to play music. And it was, you know, you get caught up in the, I always knew. When I actually got into college and started playing, everything changed for me. As soon as I didn't learn guitar until I was 19 years old.
Huh.
And it was like a disease.
Right.
Once I picked it up, I wrote my first song maybe about 6 months later or something like that, and started performing within maybe a couple of years from that. And most all cover stuff, you know, but writing all the while. And it was, I never looked back. So I had wonderful jobs in the insurance industry because I had this great communications degree, which I say it's tongue in cheek, but it does give you it's a broad background, so you can kind of stick it.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Into different situations. Say, well, I'm a communications major. Of course, I can
right.
do that job.
I can relate to it. Now, I worked in insurance when I was in California. I was a claims adjuster for a company called Mercury Insurance, which is very big on the West Coast. Don't tell me you were adjusting auto accidents.
Very close. Staten Island. When I first got out of college, they sent me to Staten Island to do mostly like
property.
Staten Island and Brooklyn. Could you imagine this?
Sure.
Property for like burned out buildings and stuff, you know, in horrible neighborhoods. And
wow.
Yeah. And all the while, you know, I'm performing at night. I'd be playing. Remember the wine and cheese circuits on Long Island when those things?
Yes.
Were?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be working, literally be working in those days, day and night, doing one thing I loved at night and one thing I had to do during the day in my monkey suit.
Well, I just want to say that we guys who are praising auto accidents looked up at you guys who are praising property like that's where we want to go someday.
You know, I didn't mean to look down on you, but you know, the fender bender's a fender bender, you know.
Yeah. Listen, we don't have a whole lot of time left. I was hoping I could impose upon you to play another song for us.
Absolutely. Would you want it live or off the studio?
I know. We have you here. I can play this record next week.
All right.
What are you going to do for us?
That's a good question.
Is it going to be off of the CD?
Yes, it is.
Okay, the CD is called Worth Imagining. It's Ken Moore.
I was done with love all day. disconnected, and babe, I had it all down pat. You flew right down, picked me up, and stole my heart just like that. That was then, this is now, it was so many moons ago, and here you still believe in me. I know, I know, I know, I saw you just once. That was all that it took. You know right away when you caught on the hook. The reason I knew that was okay, I knew what I wanted and had to have it that way. Had to have it that way. Standing on the ocean shore with lighthouse blinking day and night. I don't even know what I want anymore. I just want everything to be alright. Wake up at night, can't sleep again with branches scraping on a window pane. They move and they groove with the whims of the wind and wake the ghosts of my brain. I saw you just once. Was all that it took. You know right away when you caught on the hook. The reason I knew that, that was okay. I knew what I wanted. Had to have it that way. Just had to have it that way. To sing, there must be a way to say to me this love means everything. Like the rhythm of the sea, we're dancing partners, you and me. There's no place I'd rather be, no way, not possibly. I saw you just once, that was all that it took. You know right away. And I knew that was okay, 'cause I knew what I wanted and had to have it that way. I just had to have it that way. Had to have it that way.
Wow, that was wonderful. That is Ken Moore, and that is track 7 off his latest CD. The song is called Have It That Way, and the CD is called Worth Imagining. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you, sincerely.
Let me see if I can get my mind around this. So at 19, you pick up the guitar. What sparked you? Because I imagine you were a big fan of music prior to playing. You listened, I guess, quite a bit.
I had singer-songwriters hanging all around my wall.
Okay.
From Jackson Browne to Crosby, Stills, and Nash to James Taylor to Dan Fogelberg to Gordon Lightfoot,
right.
Who I named my dog Lightfoot after. All on my walls, but I was an athlete at the time. I was a baseball player.
Okay.
And when I took that as far as I could, suddenly it was, you know, I was like, okay, well, what's the other thing I always wanted to do? Well, I never had time to learn or play music, and got a guitar, and I swear it was that like nothing else, except maybe fatherhood. You know, that's the only other thing I can compare it to is when you just feel it's like, okay, this is what you should be doing, you know?
Okay. Wow. Because that's I guess you'd say, late in the game.
Very, yeah.
And to your credit, you would never know that, you know, you jumped in at almost the very end of your teens. I mean, that's... I just want to remind our folks who are listening that Ken will be performing on Thursday night, April the 5th, at Bridge Street Live in Collinsville, Connecticut. And I'm going to do my best to see if I can get up there as well. Talk a little bit more about some of your musical influences. We touched earlier on Cat Stevens. Is there someone who, even today, like, you look to as being just really consistent and somebody who, you know, I don't want to say you would model yourself after, because you got to bring your own thing to the you know, to the table, so to speak.
Well, go ahead.
Who have you, I don't want to make the questions this hard. Who have you been listening to lately? Let me ask you that.
I don't, you know, I still listen to, I listen to some, my sons are eight, Nolan and James are 11 and eight, and they, you know, they have their iPods. So a lot of the times I'm listening to whatever they listen to and appreciate it, you know, and, but I'm still listening to a lot of my influences and some of the masters, you know, I think one of the most recent artists, and it's not even that recent, that really moved me was Adam Duritz from the Crows. He's one of the ones that really came along after that whole singer-songwriter thing.
Right.
That to this day, you know, he gives me the same kind of chills that those early, my influences gave me. So
when he sings about the summers on Long Island.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Absolutely.
But I would say it's, you know, you can't escape the influences. You know, Gordon Lightfoot, I was doing what you were doing right now in college. I was doing a radio show.
Right.
And this guy kept calling up. And, you know, I knew Sundown and Edmund Fitzgerald and all that stuff. But this guy kept calling up Gordon Lightfoot. And I found that every Friday that I would play the couple of Gordon Lightfoot tracks on my show, I would sit there and go, my goodness, this guy just has a bottomless well of unknown, wonderful material.
Right.
And if you look at his career, he does that on all of his records. James Taylor is very similar. They don't really step too far outside of their comfort zone in terms of what they do best.
Right.
And it's almost like you can rely on guys like that to deliver records that are, you know, good, one after the other.
When I was a kid, in the top 40 was If You Could Read My Mind. And every time that song came on, it set an atmosphere was different than the rest of the top 40.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. I was listening to that recently. Tom Hagmassi put it on it. When the band goes out to do gigs, you know, and we're all together, we make CDs for the road trip.
Sure, sure.
And Tom recently put that on a CD. And what amazes me about that song, and you might not know this off the top of your head, could you tell me what the arrangement is, the musical arrangement is on that?
I would not know that.
It is Gordon Lightfoot's voice, I believe some strings at the end, an acoustic guitar, and maybe a bass. In other words, it is as bare bones. And yet it was on the radio.
Powerful, yeah.
And could turn the dial and hear it on, and it was so simple, yet so huge. That song, the sound of it was so huge, but there's not much to it, which shows you how brilliant it is.
Yeah, genius, real genius. We're going to have to start to wrap things up here. Do you want to play? Is there something real quick you want to play us out?
You know, if you would like me to, I don't know how quick.
How about a track? I'll play a track off the CD. What about that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. Which track would you think would go well?
I think Trade Winds would be great.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Again, I want to thank Ken Moore for coming in tonight, and I want to thank Brian for letting us go just about a minute over. Brian, thank you so much. This is from Ken's CD, Worth Imagining, and Ken will be in town in Collinsville on Thursday night at Bridge Street Live.
Free CD if you go.
There you go. You can't beat that.
Free CD.
And did you say this was which track again?
Trade Winds.
Trade Winds.
It's the number two, I believe.
Okay, we're going to sign off for Words and Music this week. We'll see you next week. Thanks again so much, Ken.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.